News and information about living with sight loss. From InfoSound.
A website has been set up aiming to be an impartial, straightforward guide through the world of assistive technology in the UK for vision impaired people. It's called Vital Tech, and sight loss charity Thomas Pocklington Trust, which supports the free service, which has been developed by blind and partially sighted people for blind and partially sighted people, describes it as providing an overview of products and resources which people may find useful in daily life. We spoke to Darren Pascal from Thomas Pocklington Trust about Vital Tech, and we first asked Darren how the idea of building this website of information came about.
I guess you could say that Thomas Pocklington has had an interest in technology for quite a number of years now, and we published the Assistive and Inclusive Home Technology Guide in paper form and in accessible formats about 2.5 years ago. And shortly after we published that, it became clear that technology being as it is, the area moves so fast. And we thought, well, how are we going to keep this up to date? And of course, it makes a lot more sense to be able to do so with a website rather than have to factor in, you know, redistribution of printing and so on. So the idea for Vital Tech sort of grew out of that, and we've been working on it ever since.
I guess looking at the title, the word vital, well, we know what that means, but tech, these days, that can be all sorts of things because a lot of technology can be hidden inside something that looks fairly non-technical. So what do you mean by tech?
Well, by tech, I guess we really mean anything, any tool or possibly a service that has the ability to enhance the daily living for blind and partially sighted people. So we make a point of saying that both simple and smart are worthy of our consideration. So anything, it doesn't have to be complicated. In fact, if tech is complicated, then it's obviously going to be a barrier to the sorts of people who will be going to be benefiting from it. So certainly we want to do our bit to highlight the smart stuff, but we also want to try and keep it as simple as possible, because the whole point about Vital Tech is to make sure that those who don't know about the sort of landscape and what's available have the ability to get an overview of what's out there.
So how is it laid out? And if someone is just thinking, right, what's out there and can you explain it to me, how would they use your online guide?
Well, we've kind of arranged things into a number of themes. So for instance, we've got being organized, which includes information on banking, managing money, timekeeping, labeling and identifying products and all that sort of thing. We've got jobs around the house. So that's everything from looking at kitchen appliances and tools to laundry, clothing, and basically anything that you can find around the house. And then we've got health and well-being, which is pretty much self-explanatory. Staying in touch, there's a little bit more to that. So that's everything from the sorts of things that might help with landline communication, mobile phones, and using computers to communicate. We actually do have our own section on computing as well, just because it's so massive. So there's another section where we sort of branch out a little bit more on that. And then we've got heating, lighting, and access. So that's, again, pretty much as it would suggest, everything from what you can do to make your thermostat accessible, whether it's just using bump-ons or smart thermostats. And we've got also a relaxing at home section, so anything to do with, say, accessing TV and radio and music, playing games, and then reading and magnifying. So the sorts of things that might be worth considering if you wanted to be able to read or consume material. And of course, Braille is certainly covered under there as well.
Now, understandably, maybe for many people, cost could be a factor. I mean, especially with technology, some of it can be really pricey. Other stuff is kind of really coming down in price and is far more affordable. Do you look at the cost, or do you hint at the kind of financial side of investing in this kind of technology?
Absolutely. It's very important. It's a huge barrier to getting access to the sorts of tech that might be useful, and so therefore it's a relevant factor for us to consider. Having said that, we don't actually specifically state any prices in black and white, just because they are subject to change and it would be an absolute monumental task to try and keep up with all of that. But we do certainly hint at things that may be cheaper or free compared with more expensive counterparts. So yes, we certainly are in the business of trying to make sure that people are aware of affordable alternatives. And in some cases, the tech that is cheaper or more freely available is just as good, if not better, than something that costs an awful lot more.
And the Vital Tech website can be found at www.vitaltech, spelt VitalTech.org.uk. That's www.vitaltech.org.uk. They say that at the moment, not least because, as we heard, the information has to be refreshed regularly as technology changes, there are no plans to move this information resource elsewhere, like over the phone, but the site is fully accessible, and every information page on the site has an integrated audio playback facility, allowing anyone to hear the text read aloud, regardless of whether or not they're using assistive technology to navigate the site. There are also a few introductory Access Tech demo videos on the site, and there are plans to produce more of these over time. And should you want to know more about Vital Tech or to get involved with the service, and they'd certainly welcome comments and suggestions on any aspect of the site, particularly if there's something you'd like to see included in future, then you can email them at contact@vitaltech.org.uk. That's contact@vitaltech.org.uk.